to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
Thank you for joining me this month. I am so excited to have Mike Hills kick off a whole month talking to folks that are building wealth through real estate, the folks that are doing it and primarily doing it for the first time. I'm not talking to a ton of experienced investors, except for Mike, who is above and beyond, but you're so real about it.
Thank you.
So Mike, I wanted to introduce him first because he's the one that changed. He was the second man that came into my life, and Peter wasn't the first. He was the second man that came into my life that showed me the way that you can use real estate to completely change your retirement, your goals, your lifestyle, right? But he didn't do it for me. Yes, he did support us in buying some investments. He did it for my kids. So I sat down with Mike at a lunch. We brought all three kids.
Yep.
And he talked to them from this outsider's perspective. They weren't listening to mom and dad, and they were hearing about how real estate can absolutely change their lives. And after that, our first child bought his first house at age 20 with Mike Hills.
Yes.
So Mike, I want you to share your story because it's phenomenal. How'd you get started?
So for me, when I was growing up, I grew up in Northern California, and I had two men in my life. One was my father, who's a financial planner, and to this day, his advice echoes in my head. And then my best friend's dad owned rental properties, lived across the street, still best buddies with Mark. And the funny thing is, I watched his father when I was in high school and then my first couple years of college. And what his dad was doing was selling off rentals. He had acquired about 8 rentals in various states of mortgage. And I didn't know a lot about rentals or mortgage. I just knew that he had them. That's basically my knowledge. And he sold them off. And when it was all said and done, right about my junior year of college, he had designed and built his own house in a little town called Auburn, which is sort of like Evergreen is to Sacramento.
Okay.
So it's a mountain town. He had sold 2 rental properties, bought the piece of land with cash, sold a couple other rental properties, paid the taxes, designed his house, sold the rest of them, built his house, owned it outright, had about $500,000 in the bank.
Right.
But he did the rental thing sort of by accident because he was acquiring them. Somebody would pass away and he'd inherit a house. He'd buy a house, live in it, couldn't sell it, so he turned it into a rental. So I thought to myself, like, you know, if I take this same philosophy and apply some pressure to it, right, and do it differently than everybody else, because most of the people in my life, when I started buying rentals through 2001, my first one 2001, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2008, everybody in my life was like, what are you doing? This is insane. Nobody does this. You're way too young, which I was. And it was one of those things. I was like, well, you know what? I don't have anything anyway. So if I lose it all, what do I have to risk? That, and to me, life is a big game of Monopoly. What do you own? Who pays you rent?
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation.
Go play a game of Monopoly and think of life the exact same way. So this is what I did. I graduated DU June 9th, 2001 with the gift money from my mom. If I were to sell today, I'd walk with a little over probably $200,000 in profit. Now, it's taken 18 years, but it was only an $8,000 investment. You know, time has a funny thing of working where it's really slow when you're looking forward, but man, it's really fast when you're looking backwards.
And well, and you recovered two downturns,
yeah.
And it's still worth $200,000.
Yeah, lost money 10 days after I bought it.
Right.
Economy recovers 2005, 2008, crashes again. Yeah. And the people in my life that were closest to me were like, what are you doing? You're going to lose everything. And I was like, well, I have tenants in the other ones. I live in one of them. I'll just keep paying the mortgages. They pay me rent. I pay the mortgages. And that's the beauty. You get paid actually 5 ways. Think of this. You get paid because over time, properties appreciate. You get paid because you get the positive cash flow from the rentals. You get paid because every time you pay that mortgage payment, your tenants are buying you a little bit more of that house through debt reduction. And the last two are some tax things. But those first three, those are the important ones because you get to make money while you are sleeping. And what better way to make money than sleep? It's Love it. I love it.
It is fantastic. And the fact that you started so young, I think, was the story that mm-hmm. clinched it for my kids. Because here they are, 20 years old, 21 years old now. They have time, right? Mm-hmm. That's the gift. They don't have to hurry up and pay down the mortgages. They don't have to strategize. They just buy it slowly over the next 10, 15 years. I fast forward. I was telling Caleb, I said, if you just buy 3 fourplexes, by the time you're 55 and you don't even accelerate the payments, you'll be worth over $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. You'll have over $18,000 a month in rental income. And this is easily, he could be moving into each one of those as an owner occupied. Because he's young, he doesn't have any kids yet.
Yes.
Which is how you kind of got started. You had your first 4 before you got married? First 5?
Oh, yeah. First five before I got married. Yep. And here's the funniest part about that story. Those first 2 roommates that moved in with me, one of them started buying rental properties. Today, he probably owns 18, 19 doors, yep. something like that. The other guy still rents from me. Like, I'm not even kind of kidding. One guy, property owner. One guy still rents. And the guy that rents drives a $65,000 BMW. He drives a car way nicer than my car.
Right.
But that's all he has, and it's a depreciating asset. I'm of the opinion, man, buy appreciating assets. And if you're not doing this, learn the rules. You can do this. Everybody can do this, and it's a way to make you rich. Yeah. It will work. What we like to tell people is you come to us, you have 1 comma in your name. Do this for long enough, and you'll have 2 commas in your name. And you know what 2 commas in your name means? You're worth 7 digits, which is...
Right.
You can be a millionaire.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're a rock star. Now, and we'll be back next week with another guest. Looking forward to chatting with you. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team, Fairway Mortgage.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at TheDoubleCommaClub.com to hear more success stories and to get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. Remember, visit TheDoubleCommaClub.com and subscribe.